This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. A state task force recommended yesterday Alabama expand Medicaid, although it didn't specifically recommend doing it under the Affordable Care Act. Governor Robert Bentley has opposed that move. But several years ago, Bentley and the Alabama legislature agreed to rebuild the state's Medicaid structure. The clock is ticking on the plan. 11 months from now, the new system launches. Details about the overhaul are fuzzy, but WBHM's Gigi Duban offers three ways the new plan will change health care for the 1 million Alabamians on Medicaid.
Flawed and broken. Those were the words Governor Robert Bentley tossed around a lot to describe the old Medicaid. 2 years ago, Bentley pledged to come up with something else, something better. Robert Moon is medical director for Alabama Medicaid. He says this revamped system will change health care in three major ways.
First is we will have a system that provides case management in a way that we're only beginning to provide it today.
This case management basically helps people navigate the maze that is health care. And if you've ever been put on hold three times to make an appointment or had trouble remembering what the doctor told you to do, you know what this is like. Alabama has some Medicaid social workers, but it's phasing in more. They help people like Lucille Miller of Hueytown.
Morning.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Tonda.
Hi.
Gigi.
Hi, Gigi.
Nice to meet you.
Miller has 5 kids and 14 grandkids. She has a bad knee. Limps around the house.
Going out on my patio, that would never be like that.
What's wrong with it?
The grass, weeds don't grow up on my fence.
And she gets short of breath just walking from room to room.
If you were to guess, how many different medications are you on?
Nine.
That you take every day?
Every day.
Pills for high blood pressure, asthma, water pills, prescriptions for her heart. Miller sees her social worker, Tonda, at least once a month. She helps with not just scheduling doctor's appointments, but managing all those drugs.
Getting a fill, calling them in. But now, Tonda makes sure everything is on schedule for me. That takes a whole lot of load off of me.
The second big change in Medicaid? How the state pays providers, like hospitals and mental health clinics, and even companies that sell wheelchairs. Under the old system, Moon, with Alabama Medicaid, says it all came down to three words.
Visits and volume.
Visits and volume, what does that mean?
Yeah, the more visits, the more somebody gets paid. So your incentive is to just do more and more visits, if they're needed or not.
And same goes for tests. More tests, more money.
We're trying to change that dynamic to say, we're going to pay you because you improved the quality of health care someone received, or you improved an outcome.
An outcome like fewer heart attacks or fewer visits to the ER in a given region. Which brings us to the third way this is going to change Medicaid. Regional care organizations. RCOs are basically a network of clinics and hospitals. Right now, there are 11 across Alabama. Jim Carnes is policy director at Alabama Arise, an advocacy group for low-income residents. He says RCOs will have unique flexibility to spend Medicaid dollars on unusual things.
Like, let's get the person an air conditioner and help stabilize their day-to-day situation in a way that will enhance their capacity to stay on their meds, the effectiveness of the medication, and the...
Really getting them an air conditioner? So if that's part of the problem, then you can devote some of your provider money to that?
That's what the RCOs are designing now.
Not that the new Medicaid will put an air conditioner in every house, but the system is designed so that the healthier people get, the more providers get paid. And if an RCO isn't sure whether to pay for someone's ride to the doctor, Moon says it's simple.
The RCO is going to have a reason to say, well, it's probably beneficial for us to pay for that transportation, get them the care they need so they don't get sicker.
The thinking is, if people get the care they need early on, it'll save the state money in the long term. And that savings is key for a cash-strapped Alabama. By October 2016, two-thirds of Alabamians eligible for Medicaid will get their care through a regional care organization. For WBHM, I'm Gigi Duban.